This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome everybody to the Easy Organic Gardener, E-A-S-Y, easy and sustainably yours. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, worm and bug farmer, horticulturalist, biocontrol specialist, ecopreneur, co-owner of Arbico Organics, and Dr. Bug Lady. And with me this hour is the amazing author, presenter, blogger, pioneer, and crusader for creating an organic lifestyle without toxic synthetics, Angela Cummings. Her book, Organic Lifestyle Made Easy, How to Create a Chemical-Free Household One Step at a Time, is a must-have. Let me tell you more about my inspiring guest. Angela Cummings grew up in Heartland, Wisconsin, a little town of about 8,500 people. She earned an associate's degree in marketing and then went back to school to earn her bachelor's degree in management with a minor in business administration. She always had a garden growing up. Her parents never used pesticides, so she was surprised to learn how many pesticides and synthetic fertilizers are used in some gardens and farm fields as she researched the topic over the years. She's very passionate about helping other people create their best organic, chemical-free lifestyle. It's a soul-driven purpose for her, and her quest started when she began to have serious health issues of her own. At first, she was diagnosed with chronic sinusitis back in 2001 and ended up taking antibiotics for 8 years. It just seemed like nobody could figure out what the cause was. And at the end of 8 years, three doctors told her she just needed to, quote-unquote, figure it out and considered her a malingerer. At first, she was angry because, of course, that was the entire reason she was in their office. But it turned out to be the best advice ever. It caused her to take charge of her health in a way that she'd never had. After hundreds of hours of research and dozens of books, she finally understood the core cause of her chronic sinusitis. She had developed multiple chemical sensitivity, MCS, which is a hypersensitivity to chemicals and biotoxins. The more she researched, she discovered the astounding number of places that chemicals are used to create our everyday products, and that they're tied to nearly every illness, including cancer, chronic illness, and new studies indicating mental health issues. During the process, she noticed that there were easy and simple ways she could find organic, chemical-free, and non-toxic products, and in that moment, she committed her career to sharing that information with others, simplifying the process and helping others who are suffering. Biotoxin illness is real. 30% of the human population suffers from one form or another of this vicious genetic condition. Let's learn more as I invite Angela Cummings to join me right now on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Angela. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. I'm just delighted, and I think, you know, this is so important to our listeners, because that connection between what we put in our mouths, what we put on our bodies, what we are breathing, those things we just sort of take for granted, and I don't think many of us understand how toxic some of these things can be. So you've had an amazing life. Tell us, how are you doing today with all this stuff?
I'm doing great. I'm actually, I'm so happy to say that I actually am living a life that I never dreamed that I would be living. So incredibly healthy, body, mind, spirit, and really, you know, changing my lifestyle to being organic and chemical free has made just a night and day difference in my whole entire life. Not only, like I said, in physical health, but also like in mental health and spiritually, and with my family, with my friends. I have a son who is now 19 years old, and we went on this journey. You know, this has been a long journey. It's been about a 20-year journey. But when he was about 15 years old, we had a really significant change. Like I made a really large leap to living in a fully organic, fully non-toxic home. And at that point, our relationship changed. So 15-year-olds, you know, usually you hear a lot about how, like, parents and teenagers don't get along and how there's some, you know, some disagreements that we've all had as teenagers and experience when our kids are teenagers. And really, when I changed our household to being non-toxic, my relationship with him changed, which was one of those bonus moments for me that I really didn't see coming. And it was so exciting to have this really great relationship with my 15-year-old where we could have discussions. And really, I figured out that my patience had changed, you know. So when you don't feel good, you don't have as much patience and calm and, you know, and things like that. And so it was really helpful to our relationship, and that made an enormous difference.
You know, and my hat's off to you, because so many people would have given up. A lot of people give up. I mean, this is a very serious situation, and you really catalyzed me to do a lot of research, and in particular, learning that to this about 30% of the population just doesn't have the ability to make the antigens that wrap around biotoxins. 70% do. So what happens is they just continue to circulate in the body, wreaking havoc. And so unless we pull ourselves out of the environment and get away from the toxins, we don't get better. And in fact, we get worse and worse. And what I understand is that many people are considered malingerers. That when the doctors can't figure out what's wrong with you, they think it's all in your head, and then they send you to see a psychiatrist or a psychologist, and they put you on drugs, and you don't get any better. And it's the process is really a detoxification and getting out of the environment. So we're so glad that you wrote this amazing book. And so tell us more about biotoxin illness today, because you're the expert.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, and you're exactly right. There's a snowball effect to it. So our bodies are, you know, exposed to these chemicals, and they react. So we react in inflammation, we react in sinusitis and chronic illness. Cancer is a reaction to it. There's actually over 140 different medical conditions. When I was researching for my book, over 140 medical conditions that I had found. And that's a really conservative number, because I actually started recording them about three quarters of the way through when I was writing the book. So it was really eye-opening and astounding. And so what happens is these chemicals are damaging our cells, and when cells are damaged, they inflame and they create something called free radicals in the body, and then those free radicals create inflammation and damage cells, and it creates more free radicals. And so it's this continuous snowball process that happens in the body, and absolutely it just continues to, you know, get worse and worse until you can remove those chemicals, until you can take that you know, the core cause of it, actually remove it out of your life, especially in your home. And if you think about all of the chemicals, you know, where they all are, so they're in our food, in our clothing, in our furniture, in our cookware, our building materials, things like that. It's really extensive. So you have your home, the stores, your work environment. And so it's really, you know, cleaning up as much of the chemicals, especially in your home, as possible, because of course you're sleeping there, so you're spending a whole lot of time in that environment, and it's critical for the body to, as it's overloaded with all these toxins, to actually be able to detox at night in that really safe environment and eat those healthy foods that are organic and fresh, so that you can get the nutrients, you know, so your body can naturally detox as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how, you know, this is literally an epidemic. You know, we have never had this type of exposure from VOCs and paint, for example. All of the pesticides, I'm still amazed that people are not eating organic food. You know, I personally wouldn't, I wouldn't ever buy anything that's not organic. I mean, I've spent many, many years out in the fields, and you know, in my business, what happens is generally when there is a terrible pest issue, usually it's an insect issue, and conventional farmers cannot find a solution In other words, they've thrown every kind of chemical cocktail at this pest, you know, enough poisons to kill an elephant. Anyway, here's what we're going to do. We're going to come right back. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about more about toxins on the farm and garden with Angela Cummings. So those of you listening, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, and my guest this hour is Crusader for Health, Angela Cummings. Have you heard the acronyms VOC, SVOC, HAP, or COC tossed around? Do you know what HAP stands for? I sure don't. Is the term VOC and off-gassing familiar to you? Terms like SVOC, HAP, and COC are a bit foreign to most people and not frequently discussed. Not yet. To find out more about these toxic products and how to protect you and your family, go to OrganicChemicalFree.com. OrganicChemicalFree.com. And that is your online source for how to determine if you and your loved ones are living in a poison environment, and if so, what to do about it. Let's hear what my guest, Angela Cummings, has to say about this important topic. Welcome back, Angela. Say, what I was talking about when we broke there for the break was how often farmers, conventional farmers, come to Arbico Organics when they've run out of solutions, much like when people have cancer and they don't get relief from Western medical methodologies, and they go to the naturopath or the homeopath, and you know, this is where we get to see, at least I've been able to see, the horrors of what's going on in the fields, not only in the United States, but particularly in Mexico, because I spent a lot of time in Mexico with respect to farming, because 80% of our food in the wintertime comes from Mexico, and it's pretty filthy. So let's get back to what we were talking about, and you know, what should our listeners be doing if they think they have been exposed to toxins? And what is your recommendation? What if they think they're suffering from multiple chemical sensitivity? What should they do?
Yeah, so the first thing that I would recommend doing is to look at what you're eating. So if you're not eating organic and organic fresh foods, I would start there. That's one of the easiest things to do and most accessible, and I realize that there's pockets of inaccessibility. However, there are some online, either you could, of course, grow your own garden, which would be number one preferable, because then you have both organic, so the no chemicals, and the fresh food, which really optimizes the nutrients and the amount that your body will absorb. So that would be number one preference. And then number two, buying organic, perhaps you can't grow a certain food, or maybe it's a season, like here in the Midwest, we have winter, you know, not much grows that you're harvesting in your garden under, you know, 12 feet of snow. So buying that certified organic food. And then sticking with the food, I would step to what you're cooking your food in, so paying attention to, like, the pots and pans and the utensils that you're using. And then from there, really cleaning up, like, soaps, using healthier soaps, using healthier cleaners, clothing, household items. So you can kind of go down the list and really doing that very strategically, one step at a time. And by strategic, I mean, whatever works right for you. So, for example, some people feel really overwhelmed when they start, you know, learning about all of the places that these chemicals are, and kind of, you know, and it feels even overwhelming to buy organic food or start an organic garden, or, you know, just kind of take that first step. And, you know, I always tell people, celebrate the successes. So the first time that I went to the grocery store, I bought one for specifically for organic. I bought one piece of certified organic food. It was a soup. It was a can of soup. I vividly remember it. And I got to the car, you know, checked out, got to the car, and I was like, yes, I just want my first piece of organic food. And I celebrated. I was excited. And then the next week I went, I had, you know, bought a couple of pieces, and then the following week just kept increasing. And before I knew it, I just took those small steps, and before I knew it, my entire kitchen was full of organic food. And so, you know, approaching the whole household that way. The other thing that I recommend that people do is start with food, that's what I recommend to everyone. But then your next steps, you could really lean into what feels fun, because this can be a really fun process. It doesn't have to be overwhelming and difficult and whatever. And so really, you know, deciding what feels right for you in the moment. So for here, for example, here in the Midwest, we're transitioning from summer to fall. And so oftentimes, you know, people are getting out their fall clothes or their winter clothes. They're, you know, going through their wardrobe thinking, no, I'm not going to wear this anymore. Or this doesn't fit me, or, you know, for whatever reason, they're going to get rid of it. And it's a great opportunity to actually go look for clothing that is, it's called GOTS certified. So Global Organic Textile Standard. And they actually have a label. You'll find it in the descriptions of clothing and such. But to get GOTS certified clothing, which means that 95% of that piece of clothing is non-toxic, is organic, chemical free. So, but that feels fun. You know, in the new season, it feels fun. And then you have something fresh to wear and you're changing your household while you're doing it.
You know, I've never heard of GOTS. That's amazing. And, you know, I just thought that you had to, you know, go online and buy organic. I mean, I buy organic clothing when I can. And so I didn't realize there was actually an acronym for it or letters that describe it. That's pretty neat. So, you know, you have a great love for gardening. Tell us a little bit about, you know, with respect to gardening, tree care, lawn care. How, what should we be doing, and what are the do's and don'ts about that?
Yeah, so I, for my own gardens, what I do is I don't use pesticides or fertilizers. I just really, you know, keep it as you know, clean and non-toxic as possible. And when I do have, like, weeds that I need to get rid of, I actually use vinegar to do that. So vinegar in a spray container mixed with a couple of drops of dish soap and some salt. So just, like, iodinized salt that you just buy at the grocery store. And put that mixture together and spray it on the weeds. And it kills off the weeds. And sometimes you have to go out there a couple of times. You know, there have been times where they're pretty stubborn and I'll have to spray them a couple of days in a row. But that's really been helpful. If I'm preparing a large area, I'll actually spray that area with the mixture I just mentioned and then cover it with a black puff plastic that actually kills the area. And accidentally, that same vinegar mixture I had tossed into my yard, not really thinking, and it kills grass, I found out, quite accidentally, as I had a big brown strip. So that's been really effective for me. And then as far as, like, pests go, pest control, we had some ants that were coming into the house that were in a very specific location next to our cabinets. And I could, when I walked outside, I could see that there are a lot of ant hills, you know, right outside that same area. And so I used cornstarch, so just regular old cornstarch, again, that you just get at the grocery store. And I sprinkled a whole bunch outside.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to cut you off right this minute. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about the ant care, because something everybody has issues with ants. So for those of you listening, don't go away. We're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A second whistleblower has now spoken to the intelligence community's internal watchdog and has information that backs the original whistleblower's complaint about President Donald Trump's dealings with Ukraine, according to the lawyer for the two. Lawyer Mark Zaid told the Associated Press that the second whistleblower, who also works in intelligence, has not filed an official complaint with the Inspector General, but does have firsthand knowledge that supported the original whistleblower. The original filed a former complaint with the Inspector General on August 12th that triggered the impeachment inquiry that is now being led by House Democrats. Astronauts have kicked off the first of five spacewalks to replace old batteries at the International Space Station. Christina Koch and Andrew Morgan had to remove a pair of old batteries and install new ones. These new lithium-ion batteries are so powerful that only one is needed for every two old ones, which are orbiting the original lab. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. Welcome back. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry, and my guest this hour is bell ringer and crusader for healthy living and chemically free living expert, Angela Cummings. VOCs, SVOCs, HAPs have been around for quite a while, yet many of us know little about them. These chemical families have been around for decades, but are just starting to gain public recognition. So what is this alphabet soup of acronyms, and can we use this info in label checking? Angela Cummings is your go-to person for understanding how to keep your home and business safe. Take a look at her website, organicchemicalfree.com. You will be amazed at what you find. Welcome back, Angela. Sorry about that interruption. You were getting ready to tell us about how you took care of ants using just plain old cornstarch. How do you do that?
Yeah, so I will put cornstarch outside so where I can see the anthills at the exact location that they're coming into the house. And then also inside, I will put cornstarch on small pieces of paper or just even right on the floor, actually, sometimes, depending on what type of flooring it's on. And then the ants actually come and they eat the cornstarch, so it's a very non-toxic way of actually controlling ants in the house.
So does it kill them?
It does. It does end up killing them. If you go through the end, I can explain how, but maybe you don't want to.
Oh, this is a cliffhanger. Oh, please do.
It's a very absorbent material, so as the ants actually digest it and then take it back to the nest and other ants digest it, it actually just expands in their body, and so it ends up filling up their bodies and killing them.
Terrible. That sounds just terrible. What a terrible way to go. Oh, my. So we've got so much to talk about here. You suggest a certain kind of cookware, and I'm very curious about this because I also raised my family organic. We were organic before green was in the Crayola box. So I raised two children with organic food, and to this day, neither one of them have ever been to a Western medical doctor. They have never had an antibiotic. When they had a cold or whatever, we had a naturopathic doctor, and so they get a homeopathic remedy. So I'm really proud of having lived this type of lifestyle. And I'm very curious about cookware because that's so controversial these days.
Yeah, so first of all, I just want to say that's amazing about, you know, your kids and their health and everything that you've done. That's so great. So with cookware, the best type of cookware to actually cook with is 100% ceramic. And cookware that's sold in the United States shouldn't have high lead levels, but you always want to make sure, of course, that the lead levels that are in the finishes of ceramic pans or any type of ceramic have low lead levels. But again, if it's sold in the United States, it should, particularly if it's cookware or for storage of food. So ceramic cookware is, across the board, a product that does not off-gas. It doesn't leach into food. It's among the healthiest materials that are out there across the board. So in order to cook with it, again, it's not leaching into food. It's not off-gassing into the air when it's heated. So it's a really healthy material. So that's preferable. The second most preferable to look for is cast iron. So this is kind of going back 1950s-ish, I think, when cast iron was popular. And it's really good. There is iron that will leach into the food. However, most of us are iron deficient, and so the little bit of iron that leaches into the food is typically not going to be harmful to your system in that way. Of course, obviously, if you're high in iron, you probably don't want to go that route. But again, most of the population is iron deficient. So those are the two healthiest. And then third would be stainless steel. So stainless steel doesn't absorb, it doesn't off-gas. It is made of heavy metals, and so some of those heavy metals, small amounts, can leach into the food, like nickel and such. So actually, with people that have a nickel allergy, you just want to pay attention, test it out, see if that works for you or not. And then also with acidic foods, you don't want to use stainless steel. Like, you don't want to store things in stainless steel just because it gives it that really metallic-y taste. But those are the three healthiest options, kind of in order of healthiest to healthier.
It's good to know. It's really good to know. The cast iron, I know my grandmother, that's all she ever had was cast iron. And she would fry things, she'd steam things, she'd boil things, and she'd put them in the oven, you know. And that seemed like that made the most sense of all. And you practically only need a couple of those for a lifetime. It lasts forever.
Yeah, absolutely. And ceramic is very similar, where your most ceramic you can put in the oven, on the stovetop. Yeah, it's very versatile.
You know, one of the dilemmas that we're all faced with is the situation of plastics. How to store food. Every time you turn around, there's plastic something. And in particular for storing food, and then the whole idea of how do we recycle all this stuff. I mean, it's a major undertaking for all of us. I know that plastic is not a good product to use for storing food. What's your best option?
Yeah, for storing food, so going with the principle of ceramic, again, would be number one storage, medium, along with glass. So ceramic and glass are very similar, again, and they don't leach into food. They don't off-gas. So as far as food storage, I would do like a ceramic pot or container with a glass lid, especially if you're not taking the food somewhere, like maybe you're preparing it and putting it in the refrigerator for guests to come over, or a salad for dinner time or whatnot. That would be the best option. And then second to that would be a piece of ceramic or glass that has a silicone seal around it. So if you want that airtight seal, that would be second best. And then third is either that ceramic or glass, but with a plastic lid. And while we're trying to, you know, get away from plastic as much as possible, at least in that scenario, the food isn't directly touching the plastic. So while the plastic will still off-gas, because all plastic off-gases, it won't be in direct contact with the food and have that leaching ability into the food. And some of that is very transportable as well. for people that are taking things on the go, maybe you have a picnic, maybe you want to take something to work, and you want something a little lighter but don't want plastic, stainless steel is a good option for that. It's very light. It's incredibly durable. You know, washes easy and packs really nice. So they have appropriate sized containers in different sizes and such that are a great replacement to plastic.
I also like to just save glass jars and bottles and reuse them to put food in. And
yeah,
also I bring my food to work in glass jars. There are so many different varieties of sizes, and so I just wash them and store them and reuse them. Makes me feel good because I know I'm contributing to the solution as opposed to the problem. By the way, we have something that we've been involved with, my husband and I, for 7 years. We created the Tucson Biotoxin Support Group that's been meeting once a month. And the reason this came about was because about 8 years ago, my husband and I became sick. We didn't know what was wrong with us. I went from perfect health to having all sorts of health issues. And, of course, it sort of sounds like your story. I went from doctor to doctor, and nobody could seem to diagnose what was my issue. And finally, a doctor said, oh, I think you have depression. And I thought, well, that's interesting. So I found an integrative doctor, and she had just begun to notice that many of her patients were all suffering from one similar situation. They'd all been somehow involved in a water-damaged building scenario, whether it was in their home or their business. They had been exposed to a water-damaged building, mold. And so she asked if I might have mold in my home, and I said, you know, I don't know. But so I brought in a guy who ran the tests, and sure enough, it was just off the Richter. We moved out of our home, and for 8 months, we gutted 2 bathrooms and a washing and drying room where the pipes had leaked in the walls, and mold had actually grown in between the sheetrock, and so we couldn't see it, and we got better, and we started telling our story to people, and the doctor kept sending people to us and saying, how do I remediate? How do I do this? How do I handle my health? And so we decided we'd form a group so that people could come once a month, and we wouldn't have to be constantly talking about it. So we have the largest biotoxin support group in the United States, and many of the people that come are suffering from chemical sensitivity, exposure to mold, and also have suffered from Lyme disease. We're going to take another quick break. We're going to come right back with the amazing Angela Cummings. Make sure you take a look at her book, Organic Lifestyle Made Easy, How to Create a Chemical-Free Household One Step at a Time. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back from the break, and you're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener with your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. My esteemed guest is Angela Cummings. She is an expert when it comes to multiple chemical sensitivity, MCS, one of the many chronic illnesses caused by chemicals in our everyday products. Angela, who suffered for 12 years without a proper diagnosis, says, "The illness is near and dear to my heart. If you think you might have MCS characterized by brain fog, gut dysbiosis, fatigue, fibromyalgia, difficulty sleeping, and other debilitating symptoms, you may want to check out her website, organicchemicalfree.com, organicchemicalfree.com, for answers." Let's hear what Angela has to say about biotoxin illness. Welcome back, Angela.
Thank you.
So I bet you were surprised that I told you that before the break.
About them all?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And,
funny enough, I actually ended up with a mold toxicity that they actually tracked back. I mean, and this is very recent, within the last 2 months. So it was super interesting to hear your story, and I can completely relate to it. I was actually introduced to the topic from one of my doctors. The doctor that diagnosed me with MCS at some point said, "Hey, I wonder if you have actually mold toxicity, that because I could heal up to like 90% and I would hit a ceiling." And so he said, "Let's dig a little deeper." And there was a book that was published about a year ago by Dr. Neil Nathan. And he talks in that book. The book is called Toxic. Toxic healing from multiple chemical sensitivity, mold, Lyme disease. And in that book, he goes into great detail about mold and talks about how there's so much overlap that the population that has MCS, they're finding finding, they're newly finding, this is very emerging, they're finding that mold toxicity or Lyme disease or another bacterial infection is actually at the heart of, it's kind of like a 1-2 punch, you know, like you're exposed to the mold or Lyme or whatever, and then you're exposed to all these chemicals and that your system just simply can't keep up. And so in this book he goes through like 12 different strategies of how to reset all your systems and clean up your system, and it's super fascinating. So yeah, as you were talking about that, I was like, oh my gosh, that's so, you know, yeah, I have totally heard of that. And it's yes. So amazing.
It is, and I just never, you know, being in my business, I understand mycology, and so, you know, we study fungal issues all the time, and so I was actually so shocked when she asked that question. I mean, mold in my house, how could that possibly be? But as soon as we received the results, we moved into a hotel, and my husband was so sick, he was on oxygen. He couldn't breathe. And, I mean, I can't even tell you the horrible symptoms I had. Just horrible. And, we were put on a detox program and this doctor was amazing. She's now, heads up, an organization called ICI, International Society for Environmentally Acquired Illness. And so they're all medical doctors and, that around the world that are now understanding what's at the heart of even things like MS, things like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, even Parkinson's comes back to multiple chemical sensitivity, biotoxins. And a biotoxin can be a mycotoxin. It can be, as you said, an insect bite. It can be a gassing off of VOCs. Obviously, pesticides. It goes on and on. And so, but what we found is that there is a genetic test that you take. It's about 13 vials of blood, and it shows all the biomarkers. And so my husband and I both have the biomarkers, and, which means our children do too, and we just do not have the ability to methylate properly. We don't have the ability to create antigens. And so, as I said prior, usually people, when a biotoxin comes into your body, an antigen gets made and you excrete. But in our case, it just stays in the body wreaking havoc unless you detox. And so this is why I'm so thrilled to have you on the show today. What's your number one words of advice to our audience today?
My words of advice would be to take things one step at a time, because this can be overwhelming, any piece of this. And of course, you know, when you think of a lifestyle change, it takes time. And really, this is a lifestyle change. So taking one step at a time, really celebrating those steps, really leaning into the good, having fun with it, and being proud of everything that you're doing, and then continuing to build, you know, one day at a time, one week at a time, one on top of the other. And eventually, you take all of these small steps, and you look back and realize how large, you know, in a month, in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years, how large of a lifestyle change you actually made, and how much better you feel. And you just, not only better physically, but again, mentally and spiritually, and also being so proud that you're really helping not only yourself, but your family and your pets and the environment and all of the people that are coming into your home. So it's really taking it one step at a time and celebrating that and really realizing the amazing thing that you're doing by creating this lifestyle.
And it is. It's a fun lifestyle. I don't feel like I've ever had to give up anything. I feel proud that I'm, as I said before, contributing, you know, to the solution, as opposed to being a contributor to the problem. Tell us quickly about your book. We don't have too much time left, but tell us a little bit about your book.
Sure. So, yeah, so my book is about, so the first part of the book is really about where chemicals are found in our everyday products and how they're affecting health. So it goes into some of the, you know, touches on some of the stuff that we talked about, you know, the snowball effect and how exactly that happens. And then the second half of the book is really about how to very easily choose products and create that lifestyle that is organic and chemical free. So it's the super simple tips that I found in my own, I found and made in my own life that really kind of cut through the, you know, there's a lot of information about what not to do, and my book really focuses on what to do. So those simple steps, those easy things that you can look for to make a really big impact in your lifestyle and in your household and your health.
And this book is so important. I think everybody needs a copy of it. I'm telling you that we don't realize as we go through our lives day to day and we start feeling not so well. You know, we're like, I can't sleep, or I have brain fog, whatever it might be. And it could be that you're suffering from multiple chemical sensitivity. And this book is really the way to go so that you can figure out how to get back on the health treadmill. So one other little thing, you know, I am always asked, what about things for cooking? You talk a little bit about, we've talked about what we cook in, but what about utensils? I know that's something that you talk about also. A lot of people, you know, you go to the grocery store and you see plastic utensils for cooking.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and with utensils, there are wooden utensils that you can use that are, again, not leaching, not off-gassing into your food, and that are healthy. And they don't have finishes on. Cookware doesn't usually have finishes on, or if it does, they're natural finishes, so it's more of like linseed oil, things like that that are organic and chemical-free. Or stainless steel is another great one. So that's really easy to use. Again, it's lightweight. It's not melting. So versus having like the plastic, if you think of like hamburger flippers and stuff, you know, the ends of those always end up melting as you use them more and more in the pans. And so you don't have that. You don't have the plastic melting and leaching and heating into your food when you use the wooden and the stainless steel products, the stainless steel utensils. So those are super incredibly helpful. They do make them where they're all stainless steel and all wood, and then they do have varieties where there's like plastic handles, so the rest of it will be stainless steel or wood, and then there's plastic handles. Preferably, you have something that's entirely made of wood or stainless steel. However, as a second next best thing, you know, having the plastic on the handle would be preferable to actually having your plastic touch the pan itself and have that heating and cooling.
Well, that's really valuable information, because a lot of us, you know, we're not thinking all the time. You've got to really think about what you're doing. I know we are going to we're going to have to leave Angela Cummins, and sorry that we have to go so soon. But thank you so much, Angela, for being our guest today on the Easy Organic Gardener. For those of you who are listening, we'll be back next week with another amazing guest. So please go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is your host, Sherry Herrera.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.